Nathaniel and Oscar both looked at each other. They didn't want to leave each other yet. They wanted to find Dookie. But they understood that it was getting late and dark. With heavy hearts, they both nodded together and said, "Okay." Nathaniel and Oscar both hugged each other very tightly. "I'll come back tomorrow to help you find Dookie. So don't be sad. We'll find him," said Nathaniel. "Okay. Thank you. Good night, Nathaniel," said Oscar crying. "Goodbye, Oscar," said Nathaniel sadly. "Oscar, go inside the house. Your father and I will drop off Nathaniel at home," said his mother. Oscar nodded, and he waited until his parents and Nathaniel left to go inside the house. When he went inside, he walked very slowly until he reached the living room. In the living room, he saw his siblings and his grandparents standing there waiting for him with sad faces. When he saw them, he felt so guilty, he began to cry.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I lost Dookie. I'm so sorry that I couldn't tell you. I wanted to find Dookie on my own, but I failed. I'm so scared that something bad has happened to him," said Oscar. "Can you please help me find Dookie?" said Oscar, sobbing.
"Of course, mijo. We'll help you,"